But I keep it real. Like I said, end of the day, neither. But bottom line, if you have to take that choice, that one would have to be, I would have to take the probably, God, that is so hard to answer that.
It was hard as fuck.
It really is. I hate stinking breath. Oh, my God. But I would have to choose it over stinking body. I would have to.
Ooh, y'all's not gonna be so gummy because you can taste bad breath. You know what I'm saying? That shit is disgusting.
Just smoke cigars. I smoke cigars for that.
Or just have some
Listerine. So you're gonna have shit breath on top of cigars. So your breath's gonna smell like that black magic shit that men used to be shaving with and shit.
And now you can convince me to change it. I'm with you now. All right, I'll change my change the heart.
That's what this.
You switch it up. You just gonna be pissy.
Yeah, this be a pissy ass, but that breath got to go. I hate stinking breath. God.
Hey, that is stink, but this breath smells good.
So y'all just gonna walk around. Y'all just gonna walk around smelling like a soggy ass diaper. That's y'all just gonna do that.
And I smell random baby diapers walking by with my homegirl's kids. I'm like, you gonna change that?
That shit is irritating, y'all.
That shit is
irritating, y'all. That's a hard question,
believe me.
I just want to be in closed spaces. I just want to be in tight spaces with people. Like, no elevators with others, no car rides with others. Like,
bitch, you can smell that shit in passing.
Mm-hmm. Pass by
when? I walk slow.
Hey, you know what? No, I've been around people who breath stinks so bad, and they have not opened their mouth.
I know, you. That's what I'm saying.
Funk still coming out of their nose.
That's what I said. I smell some breath that reach too, bro.
If he reach out, slapping
you. Yeah. So you have to choose what smell you want. Do you want the shit smell or the piss smell?
I'm not changing my answer. Because I'm not changing my damn answer.
I just have to kiss you somewhere else.
You gonna have a damn vagina smelling like shit.
Right. Hell no. Nah. Don't be kissing on me.
No, if her breath stink. I just have to kiss her some love.
Alright.
Lord have mercy.
Alright, Mr. Sexy Dex.
Yes, baby.
What type of porn do you like?
Porn, I'm cool with it all. I mean, it's human nature, you know what I'm saying? If it's freaking your back out, if you're getting your pussy lit like a lollipop, you know, or you're getting your dick sucked like a vacuum cleaner, you know. it is what it is. I mean, we all grown folks, isn't it? All
right.
And that's our nature of life. I mean, we sexual people.
All right, Vic.
I specifically type in this website right here. I'm not promoting anybody, but it's it has to do with MILF.
Okay.
It has to be, like, it could be like saying black grandmas or black mothers or black mature.
You need some grown ass.
Yeah, I can't get off of nothing else. I have to look at that, and that's the only thing that makes me watch it.
All right. Yeah. I like girl on girl. Yes. Ebony, what you like?
Yeah.
This is gonna sound so weird, but I also like. I like gay porn.
All right, Julian. Moving on.
I don't know why. Look, Julian, don't even come at me. Don't even come at me.
I know, that's why I said moving on. I was trying to save you from Julian. Hey, you know he got something to say.
Listen, I was about to go ape shit, right?
I already know.
But I'm a chill.
What type of porn do you like, Julian?
I like that porn. I don't know what it's called when the dude is fucking like them really big, fat, sloppy girls. I like that shit.
It's called BBW.
Okay. Yeah, that's BBW stuff.
Yeah, BBW, but they like BBBW. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They be real big. Yeah, I like that.
Can I clarify my answer? Because I feel like y'all think weird about me.
No,
I don't want you to, because I know Julian is going to go there and he had a lecture before today's podcast, and we are trying to to save our listening base. Yeah. So Julian is not going to respond. We're going to leave it alone. And we're going to accept your gay porn. There's nothing wrong with watching gay porn. Because if Lisa, was on the line, Lisa loves watching transgender porn. So it's just, it is what it is. We're just going to leave it at that. All right.
Yeah,
I'm serious. I have a question for you. Is it men or women that you like watching?
Well, gay is male.
Okay, so
lesbian is women.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, Julian,
I know it's weird. Okay, I know.
It's okay.
I can't help it.
Oh, you're right.
That is what it is.
I agree. You're right.
Julian,
don't judge.
Which do you prefer, marathon sex or several mini sessions of sex throughout the day?
I don't know.
What the fuck you don't know? You been fucking, right? You ain't a virgin?
I don't know. Maybe one chick just all day Netflixing and chilling and getting it on. One day like that. Yeah.
One day of marathon or one day of mini sessions throughout the day?
Oh, we're talking about the same girl or different girls? Because I have to train.
Oh, my Jesus.
You have to train where you get those herpes from. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. I just do one chick. Yeah.
Moving on. Ebony, we're just gonna move on.
The mini sessions.
You like mini pop-ups?
Yeah.
Pop-ups?
Yeah,
mini pop-ups?
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Vic?
Mini sessions?
What about you?
You already know Big Daddy went to the mini sessions, baby. Hey, get the freak on. Freak your back out.
Yeah.
I'm a marathon sex. I want long, long sex. Like, we tired, exhausted, can't fucking function sex. That's the sex I want.
Man, my knee just started hurting for something.
All right, Ebony, have you ever called out the wrong person's name during sex?
Yes.
Oh.
Several times.
Oh, shit. Not several times.
I've done that shit a lot.
Did you get punched in the face? Like, what the fuck happened after that?
I did not. And for some reason, that person kept coming back for more. I don't know what was wrong with him. But I've done it to several people. My past was kind of jaded, y'all. But yeah, I have done that.
Julian?
Yes, I have. I have done that.
What
about you, Vic?
No, I haven't. I've never called it wrong.
What about you?
Maybe once or twice.
Zero times for me.
Yeah.
That would be an instant fight.
Yeah.
Like, we can't even fuck no more.
I feel bad. I'm like, shit, I'll call it wrong. My bad. I'm gone.
Yeah.
I would leave.
You should need to leave.
But when I did it, I covered it up. I make it seem like it was her name, though.
Oh, hell no.
Role play.
Hell no. All right.
No, that person, my person was just like, one of the times was just like, can you just not say anything?
Oh shit! His thing was, this pussy is so good, bitch. Don't fuck it up by talking.
But I had it done once or twice.
You had it done to you?
Yeah.
No one has ever called me the wrong name, and I ain't called nobody the wrong name.
Shit,
let me knock on some wood. Don't ever do it, cause I'll be like the substitute.
Okay. No. Then you're going to have to come to Big Daddy Fest.
You like the substitute, and I'll be done flexed on your ass. I'll be in a response like, what?
Damn.
You call me what?
I feel bad as fuck.
All right, let's see. Vic, do you like it with the lights on or off?
It's tricky because I like to have sex in the daytime. And it's kind of bright in the room, but I like the lights off. So it's kind of like,
that's technically the lights on.
Yeah, lights on.
Yeah.
I like to see it all.
All right. Me personally, I like at least the TV glare because I want to see the silhouette and all of that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of attracted to all of the silhouette of things. Mm-hmm. So I like to have the TV on. We don't necessarily have to have the light on. I don't have a problem with the light on, but I want to see the silhouette of everything. You know. All right. Ebony?
Both.
Both. Okay. Julian?
I like it dark. I like it dark. And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ingram has to vacate the premises. I have an engagement I need to attend. It was very nice to record with you all. But,
didn't I tell you all you got to do is be like, I'm out? You don't got to give us no damn dissertation. Thank you.
You know what? I'll curse you out later. Y'all have a good night. I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all
be safe. Wrap it up.
What about you? You like it with the lights on or off?
Well, you know, like I always say, Big Daddy gonna keep it real, baby.
You gotta come closer.
Okay. All right, let me just bring this thing up a little closer.
All right. All right. What it is,
it doesn't matter to me because we're gonna get our groove on. We're gonna do what we came to do. If the light is on, the light is off. You hear? All
right.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. He said light on or off. All right. How do you break up with someone that you're not even with?
I got the question. I got that one.
All right.
You tell them to get the damn stepping.
Hey, he's crazy, man.
What about you?
I'll leave a text message open with somebody else.
You gonna leave a text? Oh, okay. So you just gonna, you gonna sabotage your own shit.
Yeah.
That's a new way. Okay, Ebony.
I'll purposely, like you looking right now, I'll put my password in. That should be like 3333.
Uh-huh. So she go can see my phone. So she can go through your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Damn, she was like, I'm setting myself up.
Damn, I'm gonna set my own shit up.
I ain't gotta say shit. Life just happened by itself.
You feel me? Life just happens by itself. I love it. All right, Ebony.
I just disappear.
You just ghost them?
Oh, shit. That called stalkers.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing that calls stalkers. If you just be blatantly disrespectful, they're going to say, fuck you. But now you saying, man, where she at, bro? I've got to find that ass. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I'm a brutally honest kind of person, so I'm just going to tell you I can't fuck with you.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you I can't fuck with you, just period. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we ain't going to have to... You just gonna know.
You gonna make somebody cry.
I'm sorry. All right, so you okay? Which do you prefer, Ebony, being on top or somebody hitting it from the back?
I like being on top. I like both. I would prefer to be on top.
I don't really like doggy style at all. I'll tell you why, Vic. The reason why I don't like doggy style, mm-hmm. I will participate in doggy style because I know that's what the person likes, but I don't like it because it dries me out. It's so much air that pushes in there. It dries me out. I don't want to be dry. Like, the purpose of having sex is for it to be frictionless.
That's the purpose of, like, the quit.
No, if you spit on me, we gonna fight. No.
I'm not gonna spit on your back.
No.
I spit on my shit so it could just...
Oh, no.
Go in. Yeah, no. Okay.
Mm-mm. All right, what about you? You go somebody it on gotta top be or from,
I feel like if somebody has the assets, you know, they should really like throwing that shit back. It has a, it's like a weight, you know.
I mean, I participate because, you know, I know I'm not no lazy fuck, so I'm going to participate, but I don't like it.
I like the back. It that's my go-to.
I don't like
it. That's the first time.
All right, what about you over there? You got to speak up.
Well, yeah, of course, you know, like I always say, I'm going to bring it 100 now. And just keep it real.
Yeah.
Now, me, I do like the doggy style. Roof, roof, roof. Yes, I want you to ride that thing like a horse. Get on top of me and ride it like a horse.
Like a horse. You said like a horse.
Yeah, that's a horse. The horse.
The horse.
Did you say horse?
Yeah, a little horse. Okay. All right. Mr. Dex, would you tell your best friend on his wedding day you saw his bride giving head to one of the other groomsmen?
Yes, I will, you stinky bitch. You get the motherfucking step. You don't deserve my dog. You don't deserve my partner. You don't need my partner. Get the fuck moving. Yes, I will tell. I will let it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You telling Vic?
I show him the video because I'm going to record it.
if you
that's my nigga.
If you get out like, and you 100 with me and we down 101, 100, 100, I'm going to give you the ups, baby. Believe that.
I'm like, bro, look at this. I ain't got to say shit.
You don't deserve that.
All right. Ebony?
You already know. After I'm like, I'm going to fight. We about to
skip. Yeah, because I'm going to whoop his ass. They're going to be like, why? She's going to be like, why are you fighting? God, I'm going to whoop his ass.
It's going to be like Solange in the damn elevator all over again. Hell yeah. That motherfucker. Yeah.
It's going to be a domestic situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right. Ebony, how many sexcapades do you have in order to take the condom off in that sex ship?
Oh, man.
Come on, get y'all math skills together. Get to thinking about it. Think about y'all sexcapades. How many times would you be like, take it off?
Dang, is that person fucking anybody else? I don't know.
It's y'all sex ship. I don't really know. Let's just for the sake of everything. Oh, snap. Let's just say let's say that it is. It's the only person that you fucking.
I don't know. I'm gonna say four.
Four times?
Ooh. Yeah.
All right, Vic.
So it has to be my I have to date her. Like I have to be like be my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
I never put one on.
Okay.
Yeah, pull out game strong. So that's it.
That's what they all say.
He know his number.
I have no kids. At 30.
All right. What about you?
Okay. Well, with me, from the very beginning,
you ain't wearing no damn condoms.
No, what it is with me, I want to be real. When we start first dating, and before we get sexual intimate. She got to show me a clinical report.
Oh, you sound like me.
Okay. She got to let me know that she's up to date and that she's clean and she ain't bringing nothing. So, and after that, I'm going to go up in your row because you can prove it. And I'm going to prove mine too. You know what I'm saying? So, in the beginning of a relationship, yeah, we can hug, we can smooch up, but I'm not going up in your row. Until I find
shaking my dormer for like 6 months, so.
Until I find out.
I guess it doesn't matter. Matter if it was three or four times or what times. It doesn't matter. Well, I guess.
For me, it got to be in the beginning. Now, I'm going to knock you on off with a rubber now. I'm going to go up in you, but I ain't going to open your row until I find out what's going on.
I'm the condom queen. Hey, we'll be using condoms for a long motherfucking time, bitch.
For sure.
We'll be using condoms forever. I'm like Cardi B. Forever.
It just feels, man. Look,
the only thing you gotta do is go get that clean.
No, I understand, and that's the reason. That is, but I do. I will feel more comfortable with taking it off once we both been tested and we've shared our results. That's why I said I'm with you on that. But I'm letting you know, the condoms. I had a whole marriage. Well, the only time we didn't use condoms is when we had the damn kids.
Well, so you got to look too now. They got condoms now that feel like nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that experience.
That bare skin.
Oh, yeah. That experience is going to be just like the same thing. So, but just from the safe side, you know, we always have to practice safe, you know, safe sex.
All right. We down to our last two questions.
Uh-huh.
Ebony.
Yep.
Would you expose your own sex tape if you knew your family and friends were gonna find out?
Yeah, I probably would.
What about you, Vic?
I'm grown as fuck.
Oh, man. Man, my mom's so nice. my sister nice. I show my brothers all day. I show them that.
So you just gonna let your mom and them just turn on the TV and see your ass all up on the screen?
It. I can't just show them. That they gotta just be like, oh no, and then turn it off. I can't just be like, hey, look at this. No. Me and my brothers, I be like, hey, bro, look at this. You know, hey, bro, look at this. Right now, but I can't. They gotta find
What about
it.
You?
I'm like Fred, my brother Fred. I just cannot expose that like that. And once they do find out, like, okay, just say for instance, even my daughter, oh, daddy! Oh no! I can't believe this, but baby, your dad has been doing this for a minute before. That's how you.
He said, that's how your ass got here. I'm showing my people. I don't want nobody to be blindsided. I'm just like, hey, my ass is on the screen. I'm telling everybody.
That shit will hurt my damn feelings.
I know, but I'm telling. All right.
Okay.
Question 21.
Okay.
You made it to the end. Do you prefer getting head or giving head?
Damn it, I gotta get it. I gotta get it.
You gotta get it?
No, but I don't mind doing it either.
No, you what's your preference though? Which one, if you had to pick, either you're gonna get this head or you're gonna give the head. Which one you gonna do?
Well, see, that's like a double question, you know what I'm
no,
saying?
No, it ain't no double question.
It really isn't. But just to say yay or nay, or either way, yeah, Big Daddy got to get it, baby. I prefer getting it. I will give it, but preferably, I prefer receiving it, yeah. All
right, what about you?
I like to give it, because give it. Right now, like, getting head is cool, you know, feel good and whatnot, but I like to give it because I can pick them up. I can walk around the room while eating my... I do that shit now. I pick you up. I don't know what kind of thing I pick your motherfucking ass up.
Okay, what'd you say, Ebony?
I said he's talking about walking around the room.
I like to do shit, too. I have your ass and I slam your ass. Yeah. And peek your ass back up. Walk out in the dorm room. Nobody there. I'm talking both of us fucked up.
But it got to go both ways, though.
He about to DDT the ass to get it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I prefer to get the head. I'm not a big head giver, so I would prefer to get it than give it. What about you, Ebony?
I prefer to give. I don't really like to receive. I know it's awkward as that sounds.
Okay.
I can live without it.
Yeah, she like to give, she like to receive.
Yeah.
I like to give, you like to receive.
What the hell? We just had a on the air orgy. That just happened.
Something just happened to me.
Yeah, this is so stupid.
I like to receive, and she's giving love to.
Hell no.
You the one that came with these questions.
I did. What
you expect?
I did. I expected it. That's what this show is all about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So I just want to say, all right, I'm going to give, I never really do this, and I probably should start doing this more. I want you guys to shout out your music, your businesses.
Okay.
Tell people how they could reach out to you guys. I'm going to start with you, Ebony, because you're the lady. Tell everybody about what you do and where they can find you at.
Ooh, I don't know any of my things, but you can find me, Ebony Candle Elements. I specialize in dessert. Dessert design candles.
Thanks. I love candles. I'm a candle fanatic. I'm a candle.
She makes really good candles.
Dead ass.
Oh, you candles. Honey, believe me. Seriously, we got the network right now.
Okay,
I spend at least $100 on candles a week.
You do.
You definitely need to. Need to connect.
Something happened to your phone. Go back to where you were sitting, because you was like.
That was that orgy energy, bro.
Me?
Yes. Okay. All right. So,
I haven't moved.
Well, I don't know what happened, but something just happened. All right. So, you are on Etsy, Ebony Candle Elements, correct?
Yeah, I'm on Etsy, Ebony Candle Elements. Okay. Etsy.com.
Okay. Yes.
The Candle Lady on Instagram. A Beautiful Mess, also on Instagram. You can find me at Ebony Sims on Facebook. Okay. Ebony Candle Elements on Facebook.
Excellent. All right, what about you, Mr. Vic?
Okay, Vic, a.k.a. Vic. We're going to just say that. You can find me on Instagram, Vic the Bodyguard. That's spelled all correct, VicTheBodyguard. That's on Instagram. That's on Snapchat. That's on Facebook. You can find me all that. You can find me on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play, Amazon Music, YouTube, wherever you want to go. Just type in Vic. The brand is I Like That. That's the production company. I Like That Production. Because that's what everybody says when they hear the music.
I like that.
You
I like
awesome.
That.
Yeah.
You feel me?
All right.
And if possible, I might could bless y'all with a little sample that I haven't released yet.
All right, let's get him the shout out, and then we'll get you with a sample. We love that. right, what about you, Sexy Nick?
Okay, well, pretty much the same thing Vic was saying. All the media play thing that you can go to, Google, iTunes, Spotify, I mean, the whole nine, we pretty much everything. We actually have two businesses. We have a construction business. We do commercial work and residential. And we also have a music production company. It's called Hit Lab Mess Music Production. And you can go on Facebook and all of that. Just log in my name, Dexalot. It'll follow up on everything that we're doing, from the music production company, or it's to the construction business, if it's the modeling, if it's doing anything with the entertainment industry or building construction.
And that's Dexter, L-O-T-T?
Yes. All Dexter, right. D-X-T-R.
All right. Yeah. All right. So, you know, let's hear this music.
Okay. And again, referring back to the beginning of the, this was written in inspiration.
This is the one that you know, the inspirational
of the,
song?
Of the curves, you know. Oh, so shit. Just being honest.
Yeah, Rick came to the studio a few days back and said, man, I met this real cool lady, and I was just inspired by her and stuff, and let's make this track about it. I'm like, okay, Vic, let's do it, man.
Did it. All
right. Well, let's hear this shit since I done inspired some shit.
So the name of it is inspired. Called... name of it was called Private Selection.
All right.
Part 2, yeah. So, this is me talking at the beginning, and then me and Dex just, you know, went ahead.
All right, let's go.
Hey, sweetheart. I'm gonna let you for a second. Got a question for you. How you fit that ass in them jeans? You know, you got a nigga writing songs about that shit and everything. I like this little vibe we got going, though.
How you fit that ass in them jeans? Like that. I wanna give you all of me. That's facts. And you remind me of a supermodel. Body tight coke bottle. The way you walk is very sensual. You make me wanna get sexual. Let me sex you.
Until it gets finished.
Really dope.
Hey, yo, that's real I'm dope.
So impressed.
So I haven't let anybody hear it outside of the studio. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
Really dope. Yeah.
So the one that was singing, awesome. He's my frat brother. Okay. He still is my frat. Our frat brother. So we're part of Kappa Kappa Psi National Band Fraternity.
Okay.
So he's a frat brother of mine singing on the end. The girl that's singing on the doing the duet with him.
Mm-hmm.
She's a friend that I met at Savannah State. All her right. name is Micah.
That's so, awesome. Yeah. They can sing. So, yeah, that's good.
And we just did all the production and everything, the writing, all that stuff.
I can't wait to hear the finished product. Oh, yeah, this shit. I'm happy with that on there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's what's up.
Definitely.
All right.
That's
so,
really dope.
That was real that's dope. Really
dope. I don't like no stinking breath. I don't like no stinking money.
Yeah, that was real dope.
That was super dope.
That was super dope. All right.
And I want to say thank you. All right. You know what I'm saying? For inspiring this creation.
All right, okay. That's what's up.
This selection, this private selection. You
that's
know.
That's what's up.
And we have a listening party coming up, so we'll let you know further.
Yeah, tonight. Let me know the listening party.
Invite them over too. You know, we're gonna.
It's always awesome when you can be someone's muse. So that's really great.
I think this like the first time I ever been somebody's muse. So I'm like,
we popped that cherry, did we?
Yeah, my cherry been popped.
I might be in the studio tonight.
Hey, we gotta take a shot for the cherry getting popped. You know what I'm saying? Like, take a shot of everything. You know.
Shots
for I got off work today. Let's take a shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with her sexy voice, I might write something tonight about her tonight. I don't
know.
Hey, do what you do, brother.
I'm not gonna mention your husband in it though, but I'll mention you.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Well, I thank you guys for listening. Make sure that you guys follow everyone. Make sure you follow Naturally Unbothered. And I forgot to make the announcement that we are now on Apple. We reached our goal as a podcast team.
Yes.
So you guys can now find us on Apple. You can find us on Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Anchor, of course, and
Spotify.
Radio Public, and Spotify.
Yes.
You know, so we out here. For Instagram, sure. Follow us.
Yeah.
Naturally Unbothered.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for listening, and we will talk to you guys next week.
All right, cool.
I'm out.
Hey, listeners, we decided to add a little bonus footage in here. We hope y'all like it.
So anyway, this young lady, and we started talking on the phone. I believe maybe Monday. Mm-hmm. And Tuesday, I did a meet and greet. Now, you know how I do on my meet and greets.
Did you have a conversation with her on this meet and greet that it was going to be? Listen to me.
Listen to what I did. Because I thought about you when I had all of this in mind. I said, you know what? Shari and Lisa probably think I'm a real piece of shit.
You are.
So this is what I did. We went, I took her to a meet and greet. I took her to P.F. Chang's.
That is a meet and greet. That's you going to give me some pussy after this.
What the fuck? You know what? I was a gentleman, though. See what I'm saying? When I be on my slime ball shit, it's a problem. Okay. When I be on my gentleman shit, it's a problem. I don't understand.
Finish the story.
So I took her to P.F. Chang's. It was a big deal to me. I took her to P.F. Chang's, and so in the middle of the meeting, I said, hey, are you into spontaneity? He said, yes. I said, you want to go to the movies? And we went to the movies. We stayed out till like 1:45 in the morning. I was a complete gentleman. I paid for the dinner and the movie.
That wasn't a meet and greet. That was an actual full-out date.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be. It was just supposed to be, let's meet up for a cup of coffee.
No.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You don't meet for a cup of coffee at P.F. Chang's. P.F. Chang's
P.F. Chang's ain't even all that, though. It's like eating at an upscale Chinese restaurant, like an upscale up thing.
Exactly.
It's not all of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm glad that
you learned something from your last crappy date that you went on.
Yes, I did.
You made it crappy. I'm glad you're learning. But that wasn't a meet and greet. P.F. Chang's is definitely cause for some coochie.
So if I take you to P.F. Chang's, you don't give me some pussy. I'm just trying to be clear. I just for my clarification. Is that what you're telling me?
You can't take me anywhere to make me give you a coochie. Never in this lifetime, next lifetime, or any lifetime.
I'm just trying to say it out. You said that P.F. Chang's.
No, but P.F. Chang's will get you some coochie. Like, I'm just saying in general. Not this coochie. Okay.
Someone
has gotten coochie for taking me to P.F. Chang's before.
Okay. So that pussy, you'll bust that pussy open for P.F. Chang's.
For that sea bass, you had that sea bass, though? That sea bass make a girl get wet.
You know what? You know what? You stupid.
It was already somebody I was fucking with. We was going to have sex either if we went to P.F. Chang's or not. But yeah.
Oh, so he could have took you the crystals and you would have gave it up.
I don't eat crystals, so no. He would have got no crystals. He took the crystals. That shit would have dried up like a razor. Okay, so you like this girl? Is there going to be a second date?
You know what? She is a very beautiful girl inside out. She's a very sweet girl. You know what? We have not stopped talking. Like, we talk all the time. She's a bitch. You know, and you know what? Last night when I got off of work about 8:00. Me and her went to a place called Chewy's. It's called Chewy's. It's a Mexican restaurant called Chewy's.
Mm-hmm.
Up here, and we've been hanging out, we've been talking, and you know what? I haven't even listened. Not because I couldn't, not because I didn't want to, but because I'm a gentleman. I have not laid one hand on this woman. I haven't even hinted at the pussy. Haven't even gave her a hug. I've just been opening her door.
I'm very proud of you. Lisa, yeah. If Lisa was on the phone, she would be very proud of you. You are growing up. It's amazing how you get trashed in two episodes.
Yeah.
And then you see that person should not be you.
And you know what? And I told her, I said, you know what? Listen, on the podcast, it's a well-known fact, I do not pay for meet and greet. And she was like, oh, my God, are you serious? I never would have thought that was you. You're such a sweet guy. I'm like, yeah, well, my co-host, they'll tell you I'm a piece of shit. They'll tell you. Like, oh, my God. You seem like you were heaven sent. Well, I am. Thanks to Charlie and Lisa.
So when you turned out in 30 days, when all the newness wears off of your new car scent.
You know what? Shut up. Hopefully it lasts a lot longer than 30 days. I mean, you know, maybe 60, you know.
Okay, wait a minute. Like, you must really like her because you don't ever be planning no shit for no maybe 60 days, 90. I mean, you put a time limit on it from the beginning.
Yeah, she's a nice girl. I don't know, it's something about her that seems, you know what, it's something about her that says she's okay. I don't know what it is. She's a very sweet girl.
I'm gonna ask you after two more dates. Does this mean you're going to get off of the app?
Yeah.
So we got two more dates.
Yeah, we'll give her a little more time, you know, because we know how y'all do.
We know how you do. Yeah,
y'all be some bullshit too, but that's a whole other conversation.
I mean, everybody's full of bullshit. I won't deny it. Okay. Good. Fair enough. Yeah. I'm very proud of you, Julian. Very proud of you. I mean, I feel like you're growing up on me. I mean, I know you're going to digress because it's in your nature.
You know what?
But now, I'm having a very happy moment, a very proud moment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I took all of the flack that I have been getting from women, and I said, you know what, maybe I have been going about this the wrong way.
And I get a lot of the reasons why you do things. You want to make yourself not that attractive to women so they don't put you in the relationship bubble that you tend to always be in. So it's a defense mechanism. So I get that. But you don't have to be a scumbag in the process.
Wait a minute, ma'am. I need you to stop the tape and rewind 5 seconds. What did you just say? The relationship bubble. What does that mean?
You are a relationship type of guy. You're not the whole bag out on the streets that you be trying to portray.
No, you're right. I'm really not. I'm really a nice guy.
And so, you know, just because someone hurt you and you're just out here retaliating against all women for those women, you know, you've become a real asshole scumbag. And so, you know, I'm glad that this young lady has ignited something in you that's made you want to change, and us grilling you and calling you every name up under the sun. I'm glad that it's working. I'm very proud of you, Julian.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Now, all we have to do is get you to limit, almost damn near eliminate the N-word out of your vocabulary when we're on air. And also to get you to not say completely racial stuff. I'm okay with we are all okay with your acronyms. And I told you before, as long as someone asks you what the acronym is, you are allowed to say it. But, you know, once we get that done, then we might be able to put you out on the market for somebody to husband you up.
Yeah, that's well, so good ways of go to go.
Yeah, you know, it's baby steps. Baby steps.
Oh, hold on, let's not get it twisted. I is husband material. Mm-hmm. I get that fucked up. I choose not to be.
Okay.
And that's difference.
Okay.
But you know, when the right one
it
comes,
it just depends on what kind of husband material you trying to be. Ghetto hood trash husband material, or you trying to have a quality, purposeful life woman?
Oh, yes. I want a salad with every meal type of marriage.
Well, you better change up a whole lot of shit. Because right now, you're working on coleslaw. With every other meal.
Listen, you know you got a quality marriage when a bumper can fix you a salad with every meal. You know you got some real. I want to drink. Natural green juice. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what I wanted. That's the type of marriage I want. Mm-hmm. No, honey, you cannot eat those pork chops. Okay, it's not healthy. Fattening clogs up your arteries. Okay, you can have some whole fruits and vegetables, okay? You know, I want the kind of marriage I got to go sneak and go get me a rib.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, for real. That's awesome. I'm very proud of you, Julian.
Yeah.
I will be sure to let the ladies know of this new...
Get your sister back on the line. Get her back on.
I will definitely see when she's available next to be on the show as well. She is a very busy lady.
Okay.
All righty.
All right.
I holla.
Bye.